Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 324. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I have a one sentence idea that I then want to take, you know, probably 20 minutes and talk about. It's my usual format. And that sentence is in the title. It's that you, my friend, my talented, driven, weird, curious, beautiful friend, you are not a backup plan. You are not someone else's backup plan. You're not an option. You're not on hold. You're not on the back burner. You're not up next. You're simply just not a backup plan. And I say that, and I think we'd all agree with those statements, right? In our heads, we'd all agree. We'd all stand up for ourselves. We'd all say, heck no. And, you know, we'd say, I'm not going to wait around for someone who wants me to be their backup plan. I'm not going to tolerate someone who wants to string me along. We'd all say that. Of course we would. But as I always mention on the show, we love to say one thing and do another. That's called being human. And frankly, that's why I do the podcast, to remind myself, to remind you that we need to act on the things we know to be true. We need to act on what we know we deserve, the standards we have, the advice we give our friends. We need to do that for ourselves. So I want to remind you today that you are not someone else's backup plan. And I'm going to break it down for a bit here for a couple of minutes because I want to give you a little more oomph than just a phrase like that. I'll show you how I break it down in my head and how to like prove it to yourself. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, just a quick genuine thank you for supporting me and for visiting newmindsethoodis.com. If you don't know, what I do for a living, what I do to support myself, how I pay my rent, how I pay for my croissant addiction, it's journals. newmindsethoodis.com journals. I've created a bunch of journals over the past 2 years. It's crazy. I've sold over 200,000 of them, which is just insane. So if you're looking to start a simple, no bullshit journaling experience, you can do that with these journals, newmindsethoodis.com, free shipping, 20% off, the whole thing. But that's it. That's what I do. That's how you can support me if you're into that kind of thing. But regardless, thank you. And also, I just hit 300,000 followers on Instagram, which is crazy. It's crazy. It's tough to wrap my head around just how many people that is. But what I do know is that I am beyond privileged to be able to do this all day, every day. So thank you for following me, supporting, picking up a journal, whatever you do, or just listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. So let's get into this topic, though. Again, you are not someone's backup plan. And as I do with all episodes, I was reminded of this fact by a conversation with you all. I try to answer as many DMs as I can, but it's gotten a little bit tough with the 300K milestone. But I always try to at least read them so that if something stands out, I can try to answer it or maybe even do a whole episode on it. So whoever DM'd me the other day on this topic, here's my answer to you. In prime time. Someone DM'd me the other day and she was literally just describing this cycle of her tolerating being a backup plan to the different guys she dated. And I really respect her because she was very well aware of what she was doing. She literally said the word backup plan, but what she was lacking was the why. And her question was, why do I tolerate this? Why do I put up with being strung along? Why am I okay with this? And so I saw that, wanted to do an episode because her experience is not infrequent. It's very universal. And in fact, I Googled this, as I always do, and there are pages and pages and pages of articles on the warning signs that you're being strung along, on ways to not become someone's backup plan. It's a very hot topic. And that's because so many people allow ourselves to fall into the trap of being someone's backup plan. So the question is why? Why? Well, I think we put up with mixed signals. We put up with being strung along early in a relationship. Heck, we'll even put up with hearing, "I'm not looking for a relationship," from someone else, all because we want to be that chill person. We want to play it cool. And not only that, but we have this odd belief that once things get a bit more serious, all of that nonsense will drop, that you'll then become their number one. You'll become their Woman Crush Wednesday, their Man Crush Monday, that they'll finally open their eyes and decide that you're the one who convinced them that they do want the relationship, that your chillness did pay off, that, yeah, you just needed to be patient so they could see what you bring to the table, and then they changed their act. That's what we do. We have this very misplaced belief, call it optimism, and I'm a big fan of optimism, but that's what it is. But then, you know, it's like 3 months, 5 months, maybe even a year later, you're still their backup plan and nothing has changed. You're still being strung along. And so I was thinking about how I wanted to approach this subject for the podcast. I thought maybe I should list out all the signs that you're being strung along. I thought maybe, you know, just listing out the different red flags that I could think about so that the next time you see them, you'll stop, right? But I decided not to do that because I think we know them. Like, I think we feel them. Like, our intuition is very, very powerful, much more powerful than we give it credit for. And so I think the most value I can add here is to just amp you up. It's to hype you up to respect what you feel, to respect what you see, to respect what you hear, to remind you that if someone tells you they're not ready for a relationship, you believe them, and that's it. And also that if someone makes you feel like they're not ready for a relationship, if someone makes you feel like you're their backup plan consistently, that you are. That if someone makes you feel that they're stringing you along, that they are. And I think that's the most helpful no BS approach to this, to help you take action when you feel a certain way. In this case, when you feel like a backup plan. Because with maybe a couple exceptions here and there, and yeah, people do change, but outside of, I would say, those unique circumstances, if you feel that you're someone's backup plan, you probably are. And when that is the case, I want you to turn to the power of mindfulness. Mindfulness, aka self-awareness, aka realizing what's up, aka realizing that you said that you know you deserve better, and that it's time to respect that once and for all. So I think the biggest thing I've realized is something that bears repeating, because we really like to ignore the things we don't want to hear. And the biggest thing we need to remember is that if someone tells you they aren't looking for a relationship, you should just believe them at that. You shouldn't be that person who thinks that you could change that. You shouldn't be that person who assumes that, oh, there's levels to a comment like that. And then, you know, it's really just a cry for help, that oh, there's hidden meaning, and they want you to help them open up, that they didn't really mean it, that it's just something they said to protect themselves. I don't think you should be that person. Seriously, I know that you are an amazing, empathetic, kind, attractive person. And I know that you want to be the person to change someone else. But I genuinely believe that you should believe someone when they say something like that. Just believe them and call it a day. It's going to save you a lot of time. It's going to save you a lot of energy. Because for every one person who says, "I'm not looking for anything," there's someone else who is. And where do you think your time and energy is best spent between those two options? Think about that. And also, when someone says they aren't looking for a relationship, when someone says they aren't interested in anything serious, just believe it. Those are real words. And who would you want to be with? Someone who says they aren't interested in a relationship, or someone who says they are? Think about that. Same thing. But let's go deeper. I think when someone says a comment like that, a very cut and dry, simple statement like that, or when someone makes you feel that way, when someone makes you feel that they're not seriously looking, it means something that's pretty alarming in my mind. It's that when someone says they aren't looking for a relationship, but they're willing to keep things casual with you and, you know, see where things go, what they're really saying on a deeper level is that they have more to offer, considerably more, but they're going to hold it back. They're going to hold it back. They're cool with giving you 50% because you're cool with accepting 50%. Whew. Yeah, think about that. That's literally what they're saying without saying it. And that's literally what you're accepting when you're okay with sticking it out with someone who does that or says that. And that is how you end up as someone else's backup plan. They literally tell you that they're not ready. They're not interested. They're not serious. But you're okay with that. Because for all those reasons I mentioned earlier, you think you can change them. You think they'll come around when things get more serious or whatever. But is that really what you deserve? No. I don't think so, my friend. If someone has made it clear to you that they have more to give, but they're not going to give it, what does that say? Why would you want to be with someone like that? I think you should have the self-respect to take your talents elsewhere. Seriously, that's the bare minimum. I believe this. You don't have to agree with me, but I do. I don't think you should ever have to convince someone to at least try to give you 100%, or at least want to give you 100%. And so, I think that is the most obvious case of becoming someone else's backup plan. When you try to rationalize that and you're okay with it because you want to be chill and you want them to come to their senses on their own. But of course, thinking through this, not everyone is going to be that honest and be that person where they say they're not looking for anything serious. Sometimes we simply feel that way as a result of their actions or lack thereof. And in that case, we've got to go a little bit deeper. And that's deeper into our self-awareness. That's going deeper into what we deserve and what we feel, and then drawing a line. Not giving them any more time, not playing it cool, you know, not being that person who's like, I don't want to rush things. No, it's that in the same way you believe their words when they tell you they're not ready, you should believe their actions. You should believe their inconsistency. You should believe in how they make you feel. And that's the end of story. You don't believe that you could do more and change them. You don't blame yourself and think that you have to do more, that you haven't been doing enough. You don't think you need to pour more into their cup. None of that. It's just realizing that you can't control what someone else wants. And that's the biggest thing. That's like the foundation of a relationship. If they don't want more, you have no business being there trying to convince them that they do. You can't get them to change their mind. And as I always mention on the podcast, why would you want to? If you have to win someone's affection, if you have to do something to change their mind, what kind of a relationship will you have? And I think it's one that's conditional, one that you had to change something to get them to give you what you want. And I say, nah, I say nah to that. So as tough of a pill as it is to swallow, as it might be to realize that you're their backup plan, if you are their backup plan, you should leave as their backup plan. That's it, right? Like, I won't go into all these, but we know what it feels like to be a backup plan. They only plan a date when you ask them to. They only text you. They don't call. They talk about future plans, but never make them. Maybe they make you feel less. Maybe they make you feel like they're comparing you constantly to other people on their roster, whatever it may be. Then maybe they tease the idea of commitment or a relationship with you, but they never take action to make it happen. So you're just perpetually in this gray state of limbo. And you know what that feels like. Your intuition knows what it feels like. But again, to the point of the woman who DM'd me, we become blind to this because when that person decides that they do want some fun with you, that they do want to spend some time with you, they bring out all the stops. They make you feel great. In that one instance, they make you feel appreciated and understood. But then when it's over, it's back to the usual. So that occasional rush, that occasional great date, it's not worth being a partial backup plan to that person. It's just not worth it. And I wanted to do this episode to focus specifically on that self-awareness, that you don't deserve to be someone's backup plan. And we need to learn to draw a line in the sand and stay firm in it. And like the way that I think about it is think about your life. Think about how much you've grown, however old you are. Think about your previous partners. Think about how those relationships came and went. Think about the various things in your life that you've healed from or overcome. Think about the people that have come and gone in your life, the things you've learned, everything in between. Consider all that. And then you're going to tell me that you've experienced all of those things. You've triumphed. You've grown. You've healed. You're healing. You've found your place, your confidence, your peace. You've put in all of that work. And then you're going to be okay with being someone else's backup plan. No. Oh, heck no. No way. I think when you put it into that scope and you think about your life like on a line, I think that realization should be enough to take action. It should. It should be enough to make you realize that you deserve so much more than being strung along by someone. That you deserve so much more than feeling appreciated occasionally. That you deserve so much more than needing to change someone. Than needing to change what they're looking for. Than needing to change what they want to see in someone. You deserve so much more than that. So it's that if you feel that you're being strung along, if you feel that you've settled into being someone else's backup plan, believe it. Believe that statement. Believe how you feel and move on. I think it's that simple. I know life isn't that simple. And I think it also warrants saying the flip side to this. I think we should all check our feelings in these instances because it could very well be your insecurities speaking up, maybe some kind of unhealed trauma speaking up. And I think you should understand that. And I think you should, of course, have a conversation with them. The flip side, maybe they've been holding back because they misinterpreted your intentions. That happens a lot. It absolutely happens a lot. We're complicated people. We're always misinterpreting each other. So I say, please take time to observe and communicate and really think about it. But once you have, once you've done that, and you still don't like what you see, you still don't like what you hear, you still feel like you're a backup plan, then you probably are. And it's time to take your talents elsewhere. It's time to take your talents to someone who makes you feel supported all the time, who makes you feel understood, appreciated all the time, or at least they're trying to all the time. Not only when it's convenient for them, not only when they decide that for one day you're their number one. And I guarantee you that the sting you feel from cutting that person off, that feeling of doubt you might feel when casting someone aside that you've thought you've had so much potential with for so long, I guarantee you that feeling is so much better than continuing to invest yourself, continuing to invest your energy in someone to wait it out, to be the chill person, continuing to do that, and then waking up months later only to realize nothing has changed. I guarantee you that momentary ugh feeling is so much better than that. That's my promise to you. That's my money back guarantee. And that's it. That's the episode. That's all I really want to say with this, that if you feel like you're being strung along, if you feel like you are someone's backup plan, that's okay. You didn't do anything to deserve that. You didn't do anything wrong, but you should believe how you feel. You should believe what they say. You should believe what they do. Because when you feel that way, when you observe those things, when you feel that they have 100% to give, but they're only willing to give you 50%, that's all you need to know. You deserve that 100%, and you're not going to find it by waiting around any longer. So that's it. I hope you found this helpful in some way. If you did, as always, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend. Just send them the link to the episode or the podcast. Tell them I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.